USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump in Argentina for the G20 summit. He will meet with leaders from around the world. However, Trump tweeting he's decided to cancel his meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin due to the tension between Russia and Ukraine. Now, as for President Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, and his involvement with the Russians and his guilty plea,
I have no dealings with Russia. I have no deals in Russia. I have no deals that could happen in Russia because we've stayed away.
Now, the president goes on to tell reporters that his company's efforts to build Trump Tower in Russia never happened.
Everybody knew about it. It was written about in newspapers. It was a well-known project. It was during the early part of 16 and I guess even before that.
And taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow down 27 points, the NASDAQ down 18, and the S&P 500 down 6. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of 6, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
An update now on the campfire in California. USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey says no new bodies have been found for 3 days, and the number of those missing has dropped to 158.
I have a high degree of confidence in the searches that were done. I believe that we have done our due diligence with regard to searching for human remains. My sincere hope is that no additional human remains will be located.
In Chico, California, I'm Wendy King.
Changing gears now and looking ahead to the SEC game in Atlanta, Georgia.
So who are you rooting for in the game?
The Dogs.
Here at Hester's Restaurant and Grocery, diehard Dogs fans gearing up for the big game, making predictions over breakfast with a lone Alabama fan.
This call from Peachtree City.
Roll Tide, roll, baby.
Bama's going to win.
But don't tell that to Phil from Fayetteville.
I've been living here for about 50-something years. The Dogs, naturally, Kirby Smart, yeah, he's going to do good.
Malcolm saying,
it's just going to be a knockdown dragout, and whoever's the best to win.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
So will there be more or less U.S. military bases around the world? USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
The Overseas Base Realignment and Closure Commission sending an open letter to Congress in which the group that calls itself OBRAC argues that closing some bases would save money and make the U.S. and the world safer. The group says many of the 800 U.S. bases are targets of resentment in countries where they're located, and the terrorist groups point to them as ways to recruit new members. OBRAC concedes it's swimming against the tide, though, with a congressionally mandated National Defense Strategy Commission calling for a beefed-up U.S. military presence around the world. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
On Capitol Hill, lawmakers reacting to news regarding attorney Michael Cohen. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, pleads guilty to lying to Congress about a Russian real estate deal sought by then-candidate Trump in 2016. Republican Senator John Thune of South Dakota reacts to the news on Fox News.
It's a little early to be drawing any clear conclusions about any of this. I think there's a lot of information that needs to be acquired before we can do that. But as the president pointed out, I mean, he thinks that Michael Cohen is obviously trying to make a deal and in his own self-interest to do that. And I don't think at this point that there has been anything that in any way changes the landscape, so to speak.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.